Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
April 5th this year. Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
We made it through another April Fool.
Did you get fooled?
I didn't get fooled, not this year. I said, nobody's getting me.
Same. I'm not trying to get got.
Mm-mm. I don't want to get got at all. That's terrible.
Mm-mm. Why did that become a holiday? To prank people?
Some trickster was like, you know what would be funny? If I lied to a bunch of friends and then just said, April, you're a fool. April Fools.
Yeah. It's just like, here's a day where everyone can be deceitful. And it's okay because it's on this day.
It's a precursor to the purge. First April Fools, then the purge.
Light version of the purge.
Yeah, you just lie to people. You April Fools me. I think we've talked about it on this.
We probably have, and I regret it every year.
God, it was so fucked up.
I know, it wasn't good.
I was living my best life, having a nice day. I had woken up, made my way down to work, was sitting at my work desk. Off the elevator pops my friend. I said, oh, wow, I love seeing my friend. It's a blessing. She sits right next to me like she always does. And we start yammering on and on about, I don't know, probably boys or something. We were in our early 20s. And then she goes, Nicole, can I tell you something? And I spin my chair around to her because it was on wheels. And she said, I'm pregnant. And I said, oh, wow. I'll take you anywhere you need to go or we will raise this baby together. And then I went about my business. I wheeled right around back to my computer screen. I said, that's solved. And then she goes, April Fools. And I've never been angrier. Never been angrier. I dedicated my life to raising an imaginary baby. I made a commitment to emotional support to maybe make this fetus go away. If that was what was needed, I would have been a ride, didn't have a car, would have taken her there, waited for her, taken her home.
I'm so sorry. As you're telling this, my stomach is in my apple. I hate it. I'm so embarrassed. It wasn't a good joke. I feel really bad. You were so supportive and sweet. Like, what else? How else would you have reacted? I don't know what I was expecting. Like a ha-ha? It's not a ha-ha kind of comment. I don't know why I dropped that on you. That's a lot.
It was a lot for a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it is pretty funny. Just the whole thing, because I was so mad.
Yeah. And I as soon as you had such a sincere response, I was like, oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Maybe I should have done this.
I wonder. I wish I realized it was April Fools. I don't know. I wish I had a different response. I wish it wasn't so earnest.
Well, because you're my friend. And you were just trying to look out for me. That you had the appropriate response. I was the inappropriate one who thought I could make pregnancy a joke.
How funny. I don't think I've ever April Fool's anybody successfully.
I don't think so either.
No,
I
start laughing.
Yeah. Also, I feel like your April Fool's jokes would be like, I'm not wearing my bra. Or like something like really, really simple where I'm like, I don't, I guess.
I'm like, okay. I wasn't tricked. I did nothing. Okay. They're a little lower. Cool.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't notice otherwise, but thanks for telling me.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever come up with a good April Fool's joke.
There's no need to. This just isn't a need to.
No, there really isn't. Kimmy, Jordan, have you April Fool's anybody?
No, Jordan's not nodding very confidently. What did you do?
It was a really long time ago, and it was a combination of my mom and I. My dad just got a new jacket, and so he was like about to go out, and my mom and I were like, oh my God, what did you do to the back of your jacket? And he was like, what? What happened? What? And he was just like completely freaking out, and we were like, yeah, like, did you like sit and paint? Did you what is wrong? And he was like fully freaking out, and he looks in the mirror, he's like, there's nothing here. And we were like, April Fools. But it worked out really well because it's like nothing that's like too extreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was like, ah, like, you guys are, you're mean. I thought I really destroyed this jacket. I just got it. And I was like, how much was this jacket that you were this paranoid about?
The jacket was
$10,000. Yeah. It was Armani. Yeah.
I would say the only prank I've done, it wasn't April Fools specific, but the best prank that I liked that we ever did is my sister and I bought like one of those huge Christmas inflatable things you would put on your lawn, like six, it's like 6x10. Mm-hmm. And we would put it in our friends' bedrooms because you just plug it in and it inflates. And so they wouldn't open their door and they would just have a giant penguin in their bedroom. And I was like, no one got hurt. Everyone gets to laugh at a penguin. This is a great time.
That's a good prank.
That is a good prank.
We were really cute in high school. We were very, very, it was very like 1950s.
That's cute. I got God again. I have a chili pepper that says muy caliente on my butt as a tattoo. And in school, I went to school with a man from maybe Brazil. I don't know. He's from somewhere in South America, maybe Ecuador. I don't remember. But I was like showing off my tattoo and he was like, oh man, they spelt that wrong. And I was like, what? They were like, caliente spelt incorrectly. And I was like, oh no. And he let me believe that for like an hour. And then he was like, I'm just kidding. I get got so easily.
It is very funny.
But why? Why am I so earnest and genuine and I just believe people?
I mean, that is a good way of living to you know, hope for the good in people. just trust people at their word.
I guess. There was a man at the airport who was like, he said he had Asperger's, which I don't think is a term we use anymore, but it was his diagnosis, not mine. And he was like, and I was late to the airport and I have to get money for a hotel. Does anyone have money? So I give him a bunch of money. And then I was telling the story to you and Mateo. Mateo was like, you got. But like, that's a pretty expensive scam you're running. Like, you want to get into the airport. But and then to ask for money, but I don't, yeah, it worked. He got money out of me. I hope he was telling the truth. Otherwise, I got God again.
Yeah.
Where's that juice from?
Wild Oak.
Oh, and that's by your house?
It's by my house. Lolita sent some food for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I got to see my favorite car last night. It was right in front of me when I was getting off the highway. It's like a Volkswagen Golf pickup truck that I think they only sold in Mexico. They didn't sell it here. And it lives a couple streets down from me. So sometimes I see it when I go get my nails done, but I've never seen it in action. It's the dumbest looking car and I love it so much. Huh. It's cherry red and... oh my God. I was so excited. The pictures that I took last night are very blurry.
It's a pickup truck?
It is a Volkswagen Golf. Do you know what those look like?
Uh-uh.
Okay, a Volkswagen Golf is like a tiny little hatchback, mm-hmm. but instead of it being a hatchback, it's a truck. No. Okay, put Volkswagen Golf. Yeah. Okay. So,
it's
yeah,
like
that
short
blue one.
Pickup truck.
Yes, and I love it. It looks so silly, and I squeal every time I see it. See, I was like, I was trying to figure this one's built. The one that that you found, Kimmy, like someone built that here and like cut half of the golf off. But the one I've been seeing, I think, was sold in Mexico and then someone drove it up here. I love them so much. They're so dumb looking.
They're pretty dumb looking. Yeah, it's like confusing my brain.
Yes. And I, when I first saw it, screamed and then circled the block to see it again. I love cars. Oh, my God. I'm pure and innocent and childlike.
You sure are.
Oh, my God. Am I an angel on earth?
You're a little cherub.
I am a little cherub. Oh, everyone's wearing sweatshirts right now on this Zoom, and I'm wearing a tank top, and I'm freezing.
Well, yeah, of course. I was going to say, are you hot?
No.
Just didn't choose to put more clothes on?
Well, I woke up and then I changed out of my jammies into leggings and a tank top. And then I was like, I don't need a sweatshirt. It's spring. It's spring. It's spring. Mm-mm. And it's not. And it won't be spring here. And I don't understand why it keeps raining. Today is sunny, though.
It is sunny out, which, thank goodness.
That's nice. I like the sun.
I like the sun, too.
I can't believe you missed the rain. You have to move back. You brought the sun. Your sun shines this year.
I guess so. Thank goodness it's sunny. It's still pretty chilly. But yeah, I finally came back to L.A. And L.A. was welcoming me. Also, my suitcase was the first one out at baggage claim.
And wow.
Like, what a day.
A diamond diva living her best life. Did you bring your suitcase home to switch out clothes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I have a bunch of like sweaters and stuff that I brought to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to get warmer. Even though it's like warmer and colder. Someone found a post where it was like the 12 seasons of Georgia, where it's like fall, winter, false winter, rainy winter, a little bit of spring, third winter, and then like the pollinating, where there's like pollen everywhere. So I think we're leaving the third winter and going into the pollinating or something like that.
Oh no.
But it's, I don't need all the sweaters that I have, and I brought some books that I'm never gonna read. I just am not going to read them, so I don't have to have them with me.
Yeah. It's tough to read a book.
It just is.
I really want to read this book. It's Bret Easton Ellis. It's his newest book. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like real thick. And I was like, well, this isn't going to do to my suitcase. This is too thick. A shirt could go in its place. And I keep looking at the book being like, I'm going to read this. And then I finally moved it away from my bed because I'm not going to read it and put it on the bookshelf.
But you actually do read more than I do, I think.
I'm halfway through a book right now, and for whatever reason, my brain won't be like, hey, pick it up and finish it.
Yeah.
It's a book I started in the Bahamas, in that island nation that loves me so much. Wait, Jordan, you raised your hand. What were we going to say?
I know I was going to ask you because I keep seeing it on TikTok more and more. I wanted just to know both of your stances on, like, would you ever use a Kindle?
No.
Okay.
I think I tried to, and for some reason my eyes don't associate screens with leisurely reading.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
Samesies.
Sense.
Yeah.
And I just don't really like the name Kindle. I don't support.
Well, it's just a lot of people are just, those who travel a lot were like, it's a lot easier just to like to take this one piece and that way you're not like having like a ton of books. And like, I get that aspect, but like, I like the feel of books.
I like
but
the
I'm
feel of
curious.
A book too. And I like the smell of paper.
I think I also like to physically see how much more I have of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know there's like numbers on the screen on a Kindle, but I like to see like, oh, I only have this much left.
And I like to skip ahead sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then read a little bit of a chapter coming up. So I go, ooh, juicy. And then I'll go back and get there and then be like, I can't believe that's how we got there.
Real choose your adventure.
Kind of. And then sometimes I'll read ahead and be like, oh, I don't think I'm into where this is going. Goodbye.
Oh,
I used to love Christopher Pike books. Mm-hmm. Do you know Christopher Pike?
I do know.
He was like the bootleg R.L. Stine.
Okay.
There was Fear Street, and then there was like Christopher Pike and his like vampire stories.
Oh.
And he had this one about like the first vampire, and she was this like blonde hot lady that like had sex and hated men and like pushed them off cliffs.
Oh boy.
And I remember being like a preteen being like, she's so cool. Wait, Kimmy, can you look up that book? It's Christopher Pike and it's about the first lady vampire. Oh, what is that series called? Wait, what books did you read in your youth, Sashir?
I did read Fear Street. I did like that series. I think a little bit of Goosebumps too.
Mm-hmm. I liked Goosebumps until I was like, I'm too old for Goosebumps. Fear Street's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you graduate to a little bit of a more adult version.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it was called, The Last Vampire. And it was like present day, but then you'd go back in time to when she was like, I don't know, an elder or something.
Hmm.
They should turn this into a movie. Who's listening? Hello, Hollywood.
Hello, Hollywood. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement.
With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Wait, let's play Kimmy's new game. Zillow for a dillo. I don't know. What do you want to call it?
All I came up with was the very clever Would You Rather Zillow edition. But if you guys, Zillow for a dillo also sounds very fun to me. I'm sure Jordan could make it sound even better.
It doesn't quite make sense. It doesn't,
Zillow does it or no dillo.
Yeah, Zillow or no dillo. I love Zillow. I never thought, as an adult who has a dwelling to live in, I'm constantly on Zillow looking at other dwellings that I'll never live in.
Yeah. But maybe it's nice to be like, to like see ideas of things you can change in your home.
Okay.
So the way this works is I'm going to show you guys two different Zillow pages. As we go through, feel free to ask to see things more clearly and describe kind of the general vibe. It doesn't have to be super specific. And then at the end, you're going to decide which one, if you had to live in one, which one would you live in?
Okay.
Here's the first one in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, $315,000. Dreams do come true. Who needs a Barbie dream house when you can have a maintenance-free Barbie dream condo? Okay. It's a condo.
So the outside is rather unassuming. And the interesting thing about this is I didn't know houses were condos. I thought condos were only apartments. This is a freestanding condo.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know that either.
I think it comes down to, because my uncle used to live in kind of a complex that's similar to this. Like, it was truly a house. It was very large inside, but the houses all looked the same. And, like, you had, like, everyone kind of had, like, a shared parking arrangement. You'd all have, like, he would be like 291 and 292 for parking spaces. So, like, it's kind of like a condo community, but you can have like your own freestanding spot. Whoa. So, it's some condo complexes are a little bit different throughout the US.
Mm-hmm. I'll also add, I think it has to do with if you own the land underneath the house. Like, you can own the structure, but I think for condos, you own the structure, but you don't own the land. And so it makes interest rates different. So, I think that's the other technicality, but.
Wait, that's wild. So I own the house, but not the land. So if I really wanted to, I could dig up my house and move it somewhere else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think there may be something to that. I live in a condo, so I think that's how it works, but it could be different.
Interesting.
Kimmy, can you zoom in on the picture on the wall of the gentleman eating? That just looks like a very fun painting.
Is he eating spaghetti?
It looks like he's eating spaghetti.
And then there's like a pile of hamburgers next to him?
I mean, sounds like a good time. I love hamburgers. Well, the front is unassuming. It's brick with like, I don't know, something. And then you go in and in the front door, there's like a black rug and then a leopard print
couch.
I don't want to. But I think it's like draped over. I don't know if it's an actual leopard print couch. And then in this,
it's red walls, black
red
curtains,
walls.
There's statues of like a black dog.
A black dog. There's a bust. There's a sarcophagus, like a tomb cover on the fireplace on the other side, which is very funny to me. And then there's a picture of the house above it. Wait, a picture of the outside of the house.
Oh, yes. Yep.
This is so funny.
It's a mix of like
Egyptian
and royalty stuff. Leopard print. Lots of leopard.
Leopard print eyes.
Eyes over the hallway entryway. Lots of leopard. Okay. And now we're in the dining room, I think. And it's very pink.
Very, very, very pink. pink, like, royal-looking curtains. There's a real chandelier. There's a medallion holding the chandelier. Lots of ornate mirror frames.
Oh, okay. And this is the kitchen that is also... I actually really like this kitchen.
I love this kitchen.
Really pink. There's like, it's like powder pink on the fridge and the cabinets. And it's got like some like gold detail on the like inside the cabinets and on the corner of the fridge. A gold dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Gold keys on the walls. There's another, it looks like chandelier-y thingy hanging from the light sink. Fixtures over the sink.
There's a leopard print dish mat.
Yeah, this is a perfect house. I love this house so much.
It does feel like a different person took a turn decorating each room.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, ooh. Now we're in a Valentine's Day bathroom.
Lots of hearts. And then this toilet has a seat cover. Can you even?
It's got a little skirt.
A little doily skirt. And then this bedroom has a pillow that says, call me juicy.
Mm-hmm. And one of those pink canopy sheer curtain things over the bed.
I really like that the makeup counter or like makeup desk is a piece of glass over two columns.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Is that a mirror on the ceiling?
That's a mirror on the ceiling.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's so you can watch things happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, closet, lots of pink stuff. Why did they show the closet's full? We're not going to take this stuff. If we buy the house, we're not going to take the stuff with it. This person maybe loves juicy. There's
loves juicy
so many
couture.
Juicy purses.
It's pretty wild. Like, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
And then the bathroom is fun. Oh, my God.
It's got some frilly grandma shower curtains.
Uh-huh. And then this person, I think, is an influencer because they have a ring light and a mannequin and a little shooting setup. Mm-hmm. I like that that's in the listing. They have a shoe chair. I want a shoe chair so bad. They're so ugly. And then a normal bathroom with just a bust. And then they have a whole makeup room with leopard print carpet and pink stripy walls.
This also looks like a salon.
It does look like a salon. Also, there's a life-size birthday cake and another shoe chair.
Do they just pop out of that birthday cake?
I hope so. Just on Friday nights when they're home alone.
Washer, dryer, and in the backyard, nothing's happening in the backyard at all.
Not one thing. How funny.
They really wanted to keep all their fabulousness a secret.
To themselves. Oh, it's not freestanding. It's attached on the back.
I see. Interesting.
And this one is in Colorado, house number 2.
4-bedroom, okay. 4-bath. $1 million.
$1 million. This is wild.
In Colorado?
I get, ugh. Okay, so he's like white, furry. Okay, the outside is stone and then vinyl siding. And then I don't know what kind of roof that is. Shingles? I think it's shingled roof.
Shingles. Inside is very gray.
It's too gray.
A gray leather couch.
White fluffy rug.
Some sort of like modern glass coffee table.
The floors are too shiny. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know if they're wood or vinyl or whatever. Or yeah, they're nasty to me. But their dining table is also nasty to me. And then they have purple chairs and then a purple carpet with like circles and squares on it. That's nasty to me.
Nasty to me. Nasty to me. Stools with purple covers, and the kitchen is just like pretty standard. It's probably
nasty to me.
Nasty to me. Marble top, or not marble, but whatever that
granite top is. I think.
Ugh.
This bedroom has this nasty gray carpet. The bed does have a purple comforter that I'm like chill with. There's purple curtains, but this again is nasty to me.
It doesn't look like anyone lives here. Like, it looks like someone set it up. And maybe they did.
Yeah.
But it looks like a bunch of hotel furniture.
Yeah. Ugh. This bathroom is nasty to me. It's just gray.
So gray.
Everything's gray.
And there's carpet. Oh, it's a pool table. And a tiny
pool
castle?
Table. It's nasty. This is all gray and nasty.
Is that a Disney
Mickey Mouse
cut out of the wall to like go to the next?
Oh no! It's a giant Mickey Mouse head that you can walk through and go to their own gray Disneyland.
Oh,
ew.
No. Oh,
ew.
No.
Ew. There's dwarves painted on the wall. A quote from Walt Disney. There's that little creature from
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. It's like,
and there's
it's a lot of Disney memorabilia, like figurines and stuffed animals and things on the wall, and it just keeps going.
Ew. And they have like a haunted it's their guest room. Be our guest.
Oh,
and the door says once upon a time.
Oh,
and it's got a mermaid handle on the other side. Ew.
Wow, they really buried the lead. What is the...
Do you see that tiny detail at the bottom?
No, who's that?
Those are those two little mice from Cinderella holding a key to let you into the room.
Gross.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. I would never stay here. I would say I have to go to a hotel. This is nasty. You get in the room and it's like Belle's dress is the comforter and Woody's staring at you and Dumbo's fucking flying. And then you got them frozen bitches. I hate this.
Is this like their guest room? Like when guests come over, are they like, please stay in our Disney lair?
With no windows. There's a Disney fucking bathroom where Mickey's feet are... ew. The showers...
There's a Mickey Mouse head, mirror Mickey Mouse head, bath rug. What are the... yeah, there's like Mickey shoes coming out of... something. I don't...
and I think the shower curtain is supposed to be like Mickey's body or something, and then his head, I don't know, maybe he's trying to hide behind. I don't understand this. I hate it. Oh, here's the outside, just back to fucking gray shit. So this, like, house is nasty.
It was a really boring house until you go downstairs and it's Disney World.
Imagine spending that much money to have a Disney, a Mickey Mouse head walk
cut out of your wall.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. House one, house two.
House one? Are you kidding?
One. Yeah.
I could never. I would be so upset to just know that that was down there in a house that I bought. Like, what creepy shit went down? I don't know. Not to be rude, but Disney adults are very interesting people to me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like Disney, but I don't want part of my house dedicated to it.
Are you a Disney adult?
What are the qualifications for a Disney adult?
You love Disney World and Land, and you're so excited to go buy your ears, and you gotta eat a bunch of stuff from different places. You gotta hit up all the rides that you like, and
you better
go
be careful
to Disneyland.
You're gonna get a bunch of hate.
Yeah, the Bahamas will hate me, and Disney adults. My two demographics that I love.
I mean, I do enjoy going to the park. I haven't been in a very long time, but I guess I wouldn't call myself a Disney adult.
Okay. I guess there's nothing wrong with it. I don't want to yuck someone's yum. I think that's a term I can use.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's a woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money as the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. On average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Wait, should we help people? Is it time for that yet?
Is it time to help people? Okay.
It's time to help the people. The people, oh, they need help.
It'd be funny if it was all just Disney adult questions.
I'm trying to propose to my girlfriend, and I want to take her to Disney.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, and Jordan. I'm so sorry. I took mushrooms and decided it was a good idea to call it a trip. Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm being a bitch, but I have a question about a friend that I made via, we did like one of those apps, like Bumble BFF. We met on that, and then her and her husband met me and my husband, and we, like, they were fine. We got along. Like, and I want to preface this by saying they're perfectly nice, normal people. There's no, like, weird, there's no weird gotcha at the end of this. It's just, we tried to hang out with them a couple times, and it's not really clicking, and I don't know if it's mutual, but I know at least for me and my husband, we're just not vibing with them. We went over to their house yesterday, and Sashir, I know you love a chair, okay? We didn't sit the entire time we were there, and I'm going to be very clear. This is not like It's not like a religious thing. We're all white. It's all coming up white. Like, it's not like a cultural. That's it. It's not cultural. There's nothing cultural about it. But we just stood the entire time. We stood while we were eating, and we stood while we were playing games, and we just stood the whole time, and they never offered up a chair. And I just felt uncomfortable to ask, because I was like, is there a reason that we're not sitting down? I don't get this. I think the question is just that it's not clicking. We're not clicking. I don't know how to break up with them because they're very, very nice people, and they haven't overtly done anything wrong and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I'm probably going to hurt someone's feelings, but it's just, it feels like a chore to hang out with them. I don't look forward to it. And I just don't know if I should just, it happens so infrequently that should I just suffer? Should I just suffer? Because it's infrequent and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Or should I don't know. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I took mushrooms and decided to do this, but it's, I just,
I was really curious about what you guys think. I appreciate your opinion when I hear it, and I also really value your friendship and the what I hear from it anyway. So, oh yeah, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that and how to easily let someone down, or if I shouldn't let them down, if I should just kind of keep going on with it because it's not like the worst thing in the world, but we definitely don't have a good time hanging out with them. But you know, any thoughts would be really appreciated. I'm so sorry I called you while I was on mushrooms. You guys have a beautiful, blessed day. You're all made of sunshine. Thank you so much.
You're all made of sunshine. She was on mushrooms.
I like it. I think everyone should call on mushrooms. I'm kidding. So funny. They didn't offer a seat and we just stood there.
Yeah, I'm curious. I want to know more about that. Is it like they had chairs and they didn't offer a seat, or there were just no seat options?
I feel like it was like they had chairs, but nobody offered to sit. So everyone just stood there, which is crazy to me. Yeah, whenever also, people come to my home, I go, please sit.
Let's sit immediately. Yeah.
Let's sit immediately.
Hi, sit.
Walk in and sit right down.
But I can't imagine all that stuff standing.
Yeah, it seems weird. I think you don't have to hang out with these people anymore if you don't want to. Just be busy.
Yeah, I was going to say, just be suddenly busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because nobody needs to know that you're like not ever trying to hang out with them ever again. Just always be busy.
Yeah, especially if it's like a new friend that you met online. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to see this person. It's not a coworker or someone in the friend group you're already in. This is a stranger, kind of.
Yeah, you don't owe them anything. Be busy. B-B. A-B-B. Always be busy.
Yeah, but good for you for trying to make a new friend.
I applaud you to it is hard. It's hard to make new friends, and I applaud. Yeah. But this is not the friend for you.
Yeah. Or you could blame it on your husband. Be like, look, he doesn't like your husband. So
yeah, my husband hates your husband. He's stinky and rotten. I can't believe it. And that means we can't even hang out together. My husband won't allow it. Yeah, just make your husband sound really abusive.
He won't allow it. Help me.
Help. I'm trapped in my Disney basement. I can't hang out.
Solved.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir. Love you both. Thank you for making me laugh out loud in very inappropriate places all of the time. I am calling with a bestie dilemma, for lack of a better term. My long-term BFF of nearly 15 years is going through a really rough time right now. She's currently between jobs. She's suffering from pandemic-related burnout. Like, she's really just not having a good time. We've been friends for over 15 years, and we're each other's confidant, companion. I try my hardest to be there for her as she does for me. I recently started dating somebody after a long-term, very unhappy relationship ended over the summer. And at first, my bestie was encouraging. She was eager to live vicariously through me because she's been in a like decade-long relationship herself. And she really loved to hear about my new partner. And then the other night, said partner came over for a few hours. I was away from my phone. And once he left for the evening, my bestie texted me this paragraph saying she was very hurt that I ghost her whenever partner is around. You completely disappear every time and then barely talk to me or respond in return afterwards or after work. I know I struggle with this when my mental health gets bad, so I don't want to be a hypocrite, but this is how I feel. And my response is just question marks. Like, without oversharing, I work two jobs. My commute is solely by foot. I'm a very, very busy person with very few spoons to give as is. My question isn't really how to deal with what she said in that text, because that's a doozy in and of itself. But her and I have like danced around this for like a week now. We've acknowledged it, but we've never addressed it because I really feel like I have nothing to apologize for. But the thing is, I know she's already in an incredibly fragile mental state right now. And the last thing I want to do is turn that into a larger issue on top of her shit Sunday.
So my question is, how do you go about telling a friend they're in the wrong when they're already down? Is that something we can even do? Your help is greatly appreciated. Love you both. Thanks for the laughs. Have a good one.
I actually don't think either of them are in the wrong. I feel like good on that friend for being honest and saying how they feel and being like, hey, I'm feeling neglected. They miss you. That's why they're saying anything at all. And you're not wrong to want to prioritize the person who's in front of you when they're in front of you. Like, even if it wasn't your partner, if you had a different friend in your house and you're hanging out with them, you wouldn't want to be on the phone with this best friend because you're currently entertaining somebody else. So I don't think either party's wrong. I think maybe more communication could happen. Maybe you could be like, my person's coming over. Can I call you later tonight? Or like, can I check in with you tomorrow? But like, I plan on like hanging out with said person for whatever. And you know, it's like, not like, it's not asking permission. It's not like keeping tabs on each other, but it's just like trying to keep the flow of communication open. Cause then maybe your friend will share like, okay, like these are moments where I feel like needy, or like, I feel like I need more attention. And I don't know what those moments are. Maybe it could be after work or on the weekend or whatever, but like maybe you can compromise where it's like, okay, I'll try to call you after work before my person comes over, and then I'll spend the whole night with my new person, and hopefully everybody can feel a little tended to. But do you understand this is a new relationship, and I might be MIA sometimes, and I'm not on call as I used to be, but I think there's a way that both of you can feel heard and still appreciated in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have too much to add. I think that's a really good idea, just to let your friend know when you're hanging out with your person, just to be like, hey, I might not be available right now because I am hanging with, you know, the person that I like, but that doesn't mean you're any less important to me. So you can reach out and I'll get back to you when I can, and I will try to be prompt with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just assuring the friend that you're not going anywhere might be all they're looking for.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially like if they're not used to them dating somebody, they might be like, oh, no, at first I wanted to live through you because I haven't been in a new relationship in a long time, but now it just feels like you're leaving me. And now I'm scared. And now I have to tell you that I feel like you're ghosting me. Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm not ghosting you, and I'm still here. And just, yeah, people just sometimes need reassurance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes us needy people just need to know that no one's leaving.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. They just, it's a change in behavior. So everyone just needs like a little check-in, which I think is normal. A little check-in.
Just a little check-in.
Solved. One more.
Give us one more, Kimmy.
Hi, my name is Miranda. My pronouns are she, her. Teacher Nicole, I love your podcast and listen to it and look forward to it every single week. You make me laugh. You make me feel empathy. You bring common humanity to this experience of friendship, and I appreciate you. My question is, how do you deal with a friend who pathologically lies? Like, there's no social gain from the lying. There's no, it's not like this person's blind to protect from his feelings, like a little white lie, like, oh, that dress looks great on you. Like, it's not like that kind of lie, you know, protecting people's feelings, you know. It's like whole narratives are crafted and details are thrown in, and you can kind of tell that details are being made up on the spot, and it's clear that it's not, it just doesn't seem truthful because of how often this person is painted as either the victim or the hero or the person who was vindicated or the person who was like, you know, everything was resolved in their favor or whatever and congratulating or whatever, just to kind of make her look better. That's what, you know, my friend is doing. And it didn't come to a head until she told a story that involved a mutual between my brother and her, and
the story that she told wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true because I already knew all of the details of it. And instead of calling her out, because I didn't think that would go well, I started asking clarifying questions, because people who don't tell truths, like, they hate clarifying questions. And so she responded with some truths, some obviously kept lying a little bit. But here's my question. Is it okay to stop hanging out with somebody who does this? Like, it's harmless. It ultimately is harmless. This person's super nice. I, you know, love her as a friend. Otherwise, it's just, why do you do this? And is it me? Why do I tolerate this also? Like, is it disrespect? Am I being nice at the cost of my own self-respect? Like, what's going on here? And what do I do? Is it right for me to want to distance myself from this friend just for this behavior that happens all the time? Should I be direct with her about it? I don't know, dude. What do you think?
I mean, this one's a hard one.
I think it's safe to distance yourself from people like that.
I guess. But if it's like harmless little lies, I have a friend who exaggerates everything all the time. And I've just learned that I think she just wants her life to be more exciting than it is. And it is harmless, and I love her very much. So I'm just like, meh, that's fine. And I don't like correct her on things, because she'll retell stories of things that I've been there for, and they'll be more fantastical than I remember happening. And I just go, okay. Because I remember, like, sometimes people embellish because they actually think that's how it happened. You know how, like, every story has, it's like the truth, my side, your side. Because sometimes I'll, like very recently, I was telling you about somebody I don't like. And I was like, listen to this text message they sent. And then I read it and I went, actually, that's not that bad. And you're like, yeah, I was about to say. And it's like, because my brain skewed it because I don't like that person, that this was like an awful text. So sometimes I feel like when people tell stories, their stories are skewed by like how they perceive things. But if it's like outright lying and like you hate it, then, you know, you don't have to talk to them. But I think sometimes things like, is this person actually lying or do you just not like them? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I mean, from this person's call, it sounds like it was full narratives that were being creative, not like little embellishments. And then also one that involved her brother.
So I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm really taking up for this liar.
Yeah, I was like, were you listening?
Just let them tell stories. Maybe they want to write a book. Support them.
They just want their life to be more fun.
No, it really sounds like I'm trying to get my agenda out. Anyway, don't be their friend. Leave them in a gutter.
Well, I guess there's, if people are doing like harmless embellishments, it's not crazy, but... And also some people genuinely misremember stuff. But I personally have not encountered pathological liars. I know people who do have people like that in their lives. And I think it's best to just be like, this can be a sometimes friend. Like, we can brunch, we can be chill, but I don't think you should trust this person with like big parts of your life, because I don't know. It's scary because they don't know they're doing it. Sometimes there's zero reason for why they're doing it.
Do you think pathological liars, they don't know they're lying, or do they know they're lying?
I think they don't.
Dang, that must be wild. What a wild way to live.
I know, because sometimes... I mean, there are liars who try to be opportunists and get something out of it. But some people who just lie just because, I don't understand that.
Me either.
So, and then like, I don't know, I guess you could confront this person, but like what would the result be?
I don't think confronting will be good.
I don't think it would be good.
Because then it's like a bunch of justifications and maybe lies about the lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to be around a liar... Get out of there!
Or just keep them at arm's distance.
I think too.
Downgrade the relationship a bit. Don't keep
solved.
Them. Yeah. I think. I guess.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't listen too good.
I don't think you did. But well, that's okay.
Gee-hee-hee. My pure ears were having trouble taking things in.
You're like, I'll pay you.
Well, if you have a query about friendship or just something you want to get off your chest, we have an email. It is NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. We also have a phone number for you to call and stuff. 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.